Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jack McGuire. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Jennings. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Paulette. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Paulette. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Luke Klein. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Maury Martin. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Maury Martin. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Arft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Arft reaches third base with a triple. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Limmer moves to second. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings misplays the ball. That's an error on Jennings. Limmer moves to third. Philly moves to second. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Delsing moves to second. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Delsing moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delsing scores. Lawler scores. McGuire moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 1 in the game. Wall hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings misplays the ball. That's an error on Jennings. Joost moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Joost trying to get to home. Jennings throws to Lawler who tags Joost, attempting to score, for the out. One out. Matt Batts now catching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Limmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Arft hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0 for 1 in the game. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellett takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by bats for a passed ball. Murray moves to second. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to third. Joost moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martin scores. Joost moves to third. Moses moves to second. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial hits a pop-up towards short. Jennings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Murray for a passed ball. Delsing moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 2 in the game. Wall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops it up and throws to first, with Billette covering, for the out. One out. Luke Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kline hits a line drive into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Jennings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Arft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0 for 2 in the game. Jennings hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pellett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Arft moves to third. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Arft scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Browns. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Maury Martin. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 3 in the game. Wall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Wall reaches second base with a double. McGuire goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2. Browns. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Arft hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Limmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. he's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 3 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing, who is chasing the ball. Zernial reaches third base with a triple. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zernial scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Browns. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 3 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0 for 3 in the game. Jennings hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pellett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ali Clark pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter pinch runs for Ali Clark. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. McGuire moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wall hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 3. the Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGuire. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Majeski goes all the way around to score. It's 6-to-4 Browns. Satchel Paige now pitching. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Limmer hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-4 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.